I'm so glad that this law was passed. Really am.
Ralph Carter was among those casting their ballots early in the city of Rochester. Kristen French, also voting in downtown Rochester, said she even went a little out of her way to participate.
So it was slightly inconvenient because I normally wouldn't come down here. I just go walk across the street to my voting place, but I want to just mainly be a part of the process.
The early voting began October 26. It continues through Sunday, November 3rd. The process differs from county to county. In some counties, there are several polling places available for voters to go to. A few counties have assigned polling places. And in 34, with smaller populations, there's just one polling site. All voters can cast their ballot at their county board of elections offices. And many counties for the first time are using electronic poll books to keep track of voters and new high-tech printers to quickly produce ballots. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says so far, so good.
I'm pretty pleased so far with the results, and it seems like by and large there hasn't been a lot of problems. Even with the new machinery, it seems like things are running pretty smoothly, and even in some cases where people have had to wait because there's only one person working, they don't mind waiting. They're just excited to be able to vote early for the first time.
Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause has been observing early voting in New York City, and she says she has not heard of any major issues.
There are very limited problems that have come up. They're the kind of things that we would expect to see at the very beginning of using new technology. And the great thing about early voting is that if you have a problem in the morning, you have plenty of time to fix it. And you don't have to worry about disenfranchising any voters the way you would if you had a machine breakdown at 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock on election day.
Common Cause and the League of Women Voters say the law does need some tweaks, though. They say many of the counties with just one early voting site are rural and large, and voters may have to drive too far just to cast a ballot. Lerner with Common Cause says the counties who have assigned voters just one polling spot should make more sites available next time.
In the future, what we hope is that all New York counties will do what most of the counties do, which is that a voter can go to any early voting site in their county.
Wilson with the League of Women Voters says there should be a requirement that a polling site be located in the largest urban area in the county. Rensselaer County decided not to include a polling site in the city of Troy and located its two locations in a suburban and a rural area.
We're definitely going to push to have them in those cities so that people who don't have access to public transportation or people, younger people who are students, that they can access those sites.
The League of Women Voters has a survey on its website asking voters about their experiences and what they might like to see differently. Wilson says over 700 voters have already responded. All but two say they'd vote early again. More voters are expected to take advantage of early voting over the weekend. The group say they hope this fall's early voting success so far means that the state will be prepared for the high-profile elections coming up in 2020. Those include the presidential primary in April and the general election in November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.